Hello?
Hello, my name is Felicia and I'm returning your call. I'm customer care. How can I help you?
From where?
Did you request a return call back to you, ma'am?
Yeah, but I got a hold of someone. It was for the thing I put through today. Let me see, from True Product.
Okay, one moment. What's your first and last name?
Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Okay, what's your zip code, Ms. Vicky?
85365.
Okay, and your email is vrmiller03@aol.com?
Yes.
Can you verify your address so that we can go over to your account with you?
Yeah, 7523 East 25th Place. Yuma, Arizona, 85365.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 second to pull that account for you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And I see that you placed the order. I mean, it looks like you called earlier and had your account canceled out. So they canceled
yeah,
the account and provided a refund to you for $5.74 for the survey offer for the KitchenAid.
Yeah, the weird thing was when I called, when I applied for the thing, it said $2.95. And then I read and it said it was going to do a bunch of other stuff. So I canceled it. And the guy goes, yeah, you're canceling the $7.95. I said, no, it was $2.95, and now you're saying $5.95. So I'm going, okay. But, yeah, I did cancel it. He gave me a confirmation number or cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I wish I could have spoken to you earlier because I could barely understand him and the phone kept cutting out. But I can
really?
Hear you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so very sorry about that.
No, I kept telling him, I said, I can't hear you. What are you saying?
Yes,
I had
ma'am.
So much trouble understanding it, but yeah, you're really
yes.
good.
So what happened was $5.74. Now, that's what you paid to enter into that survey. Now, MasterCard and Visa, they have a promotion where they're offering it to you for $2.74. So what happened is when you paid the $5.74, they reverse the difference of that, especially they're offering to you in your statement. So you still pay the regular cost up front, and then they go back and reverse you in your statement.
Okay, yeah, but once I read the thing, it was all about they would keep charging my card and stuff, and that's
yes,
why I called
ma'am.
Right away.
Oh, okay,
so
because it
said,
is
no,
billed
I
monthly.
Cancel this.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
but they
I
do
don't
have your
do
account
that.
Closed out, so there'll be no further charges. And just to verify, you stated that you could barely hear the last agent. I'm just going to go back over that confirmation number with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that number is C as in cancel, 262-911-254.
Okay, you said C as in cancel, 262-911-254. 911-254?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what I got from the guy was K, as in Kentucky, C as in cancel, 021. And I asked him to repeat it several times. I could not hear him. It kept cutting out, and I told him, I said, no, your voice is cutting out. And it sounded like, almost like he had something in front of his mouth, and I couldn't understand him, and I kept telling him that. And he goes, no, this is it. And he said it again. I said, okay, fine. But no, I'm so glad you called back.
You're very welcome. I'm so very sorry for that misunderstanding. But you'll see that refund of $5.74 back into your account. It generally takes 3 to 5 business days, but it could be sooner depending on how fast your bank processed the refund, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. And what is your name?
Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, Felicia.
Felicia, thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much.
Yes, you're so very welcome, Ms. Miller. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, unless you can answer all my questions every time I need help. You're very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful night, Ms. Miller, and a happy holiday to you.
Oh, you too. Yes, Merry Christmas.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye, Ms. Miller.